desk day?
No.
Why do I have to clean out my desk? Am I being let go? I'll burn this place to the ground. Huh? Oh, clean off your desk day. Carry on.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
I've got a desk, and it's a
stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump seems to be denying that he used a vulgar word to describe some other countries, tweeting, "This was not the language used." There's reaction from people in those other countries, though, to what people in a White House immigration meeting say the president said.
South Africa's ruling party calling the comments, quote, extremely offensive.
Ours is not a shithole country, neither is Haiti or any other country in distress.
Senior party official Jesse Duarte saying the U.S. has its own problems, but we wouldn't make comments as derogatory as these.
Fox's Simon Owen. A 3-year-old girl and an 89-year-old man are among the 17 people killed in Tuesday's mudslides in Southern California.
We're saddened to say that our consolidated list shows that there are 43 people now who may be considered as missing.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they're still looking for survivors, but more likely bodies. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This question is literally ripped from the headlines. What would you think if the Democrats actually nominated Oprah Winfrey for President of the United States? What would you think, Greg Budell?
What is your major malfunction?
Jay Scott.
Oh, that's nasty.
Emily Hayes.
Are you crazy?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
And what about the man on the street?
What are you people? On dope?
Stand by. Here comes three men and a lady.
It's Enrico Palazzo!
Oh, my God.
You know, as I age and mature, I look more like him just about every day.
Why is that?
I guess it's the gray hair. I am Greg Goodell, here in the studio, the one and only...
Adorable.
Rich Thomas, of course.
It was yay fun in my bedroom.
We're going to wait for the weather until a little bit later.
You know...
Now, I promised you something.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We got a change in the weather coming up. It's going to get cold, but not just colder, my friends. What's really going to add insult to injury is it's going to get windy. Wendy? Association here.
Ha ha ha!
songs as you listen to it, it is...
It just puts a smile. It puts a smile on my face.
It's an incredible piece of music.
It is nice.
Deservedly number one in 1967. Well, it was kind of produced in the vocal style of Fifth Dimension and other groups where you had the acceleration, the accumulation of vocals towards the end. And
2 days ago, we did Along Comes Mary from them.
It's a jam, too.
They had a number one hit with Cherish and a number one hit with Never My Love, right?
God, I forgot they had so many good songs.
Yeah. Well, you know, they... The thing is, when you have a huge hit, the follow-up song has everything to do with how successful the group is going to be. That's why they made a huge mistake.
Why are you already laughing? Is this about Styx? It's not about Styx? I mean, it was a good guess, but it was going to be about Styx.
No, dad joke alert.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You've already got yourself tickled by it. I don't know if you're going to be able to get it.
It's so stupid. But I got to do it because that's what you do, even when you know it's going to be stupid. That's why they should have never followed up their number one hit, Cherish, with the song Table-ish.
It's more your meltdown over that joke that I'm enjoying.
8 minutes now after eight.
Y'all, he's turning purple.
This is so stupid.
Hey, nobody said this is going to be a highbrow show this morning. It's 8 minutes after 8.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Cherish is the word I use when it gets to 76 degrees. On a Thursday. Oh, my gosh. At 8 o'clock this morning, Montgomery is still at 57 with a southeast wind at 4, so the front has not gone through yet. Now, our official high for the day will go down in the books as 65. That happened at midnight. I just tweeted that. For today, showers are likely. And matter of fact, that line of showers is now coming into Montgomery. It looks like it's made it into the downtown area. Hasn't made it over to the east side yet. That's Maxwell Air Force Base and coming into Millbrook right now and down to around Crenshaw County. And this represents the front itself moving through. The showers are mainly this morning. Then much colder. Temperatures, which are in the 50s now, fall to the 40s, then the 30s by sundown. And then much colder tonight. Overnight low 28. The winds will make it seem colder. Wind chill factor in the teens in the morning. Tomorrow, breezy, cold. Mostly sunny, high 43. Feel more like the 30s, though. And then frigid tomorrow night, low 22. Sunday's high, maybe up to about 40. I think we're a little bit warmer, up to about 50 on MLK Day. A lot of folks have Monday off with sunshine. Then another Arctic front arrives on Tuesday. And that means Tuesday night and Wednesday are frigid. Right now, at 10 minutes after 8, cloudy skies, temperature 57, light rain falling out at the airport right now at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Can I talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lequire? Because they've been Well, you know, they've been in the plumbing business for over two decades. Did you know they're second to none in the river region? That's true. And I've used them. And in fact, I just used them again last week. And they're always... very reliable, very courteous, very prompt, very professional. They'll take care of your plumbing problems. And as you know, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And whenever you pick up the phone and call them, they're never going to charge you overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals, Plumbing by Lequire, as they say at Plumbing by Lequire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lequire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylequire.com, and click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Who do we see on line one there?
We see Herman.
Herman! Hello, Herman.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. I got a little random fact for y'all.
Okay. Yes.
The name Wendy originated from the play Peter Pan, 1904.
Oh. Okay. That the inspiration for the song, you mean?
No, the song is Wendy.
I don't know about
Wendy.
Oh.
The name.
Oh, I got
Wendy.
You. Okay. All right.
Anyhow.
I think Jay did that in Random Facts one morning, actually.
That might have been where I heard it before.
Probably. Okay. If you know some little tidbit that has no obvious place in your educational curriculum, it probably came from J. Scott and Random Facts. These little tidbits of wisdom that show up.
Yeah. Oh, there's a wreck over here on Highway 82, right?
Swell.
31.
Okay. No, well, be careful if you're... So it's at 82 near 231, did you say?
No, 82 at 31.
31, I'm sorry. Yeah, Prattville. Got you.
Got you.
82 bypass.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right, have a good one.
You too, Herman. Here is a story of redemption for us this morning that will make us feel good about the human spirit. It's about an 8-year-old girl near Boston named Bridget Kelly. In 2016, she was diagnosed with leukemia. She had to have chemotherapy and a stem cell transplant to treat it, and she's gotten it into full remission. But she missed 15 months of school. Her immune system was so compromised, she basically couldn't even see friends for over a year. And her dad says that she was worried that her friends might forget her. Well, she went back to school last week, and half the school turned out to greet her with a little parade. Here she is talking about her magic moment.
As soon as we opened the door, we saw a police car parked outside, and, you know, there were a few neighbors holding up signs, and then as we got closer to the school, we saw a huge crowd of everyone holding up big signs, and it was just awesome.
I said, Bridget, what do you think about this? And she said, this is awesome.
It was really exciting to see her so happy and so excited.
And one big thing early in her hospital stay that she mentioned to me was like, oh, I hope nobody forgets me while I'm in the hospital. And 15 months later, she has a parade thrown in her honor for her first day back at school. And I'm just unbelievably proud of her.
She had a huge smile on her face, which was great to see. It's a good start to a new year.
It was really cool.
So while we spend the rest of the day discussing, you know, our dissension into a hole, there's a story that should buoy your spirits. And of course, anybody, we're entitled to have our pity parties every day.
Right.
You know, we're never immune from that. But stories like that give you real perspective. And congratulations to that dad, too, because I don't know how I could have gone through something like that. It was tough enough dealing with a little gallbladder issue, and then, you know, God, it's just because it rarely happens in somebody so young. When Janelle had Bell's palsy,
I like the fact that she didn't know, and she goes back to school, and everybody's cheering her on.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Nobody can remember me.
No, I think you know, that's an impression that will last a lifetime. So there's your feel good story for the
feel good Friday.
Yeah, we got to have those. Before we hit the traffic dungeon, see who needs to buy a new car because they were in an accident. Let me double check here as we browse the inventory. Look, we're three-time purchasers from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, so I'm not asking you to consider spending your money at a place we haven't spent our own and been very, very satisfied with the results. For those of you who have a new driver in the family or you need a second set of wheels for the house for whatever purpose, for another driver or perhaps a little more space, you might want to take a look at the Dodge Grand Caravan, available well under $5,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars with reasonable mileage and in great condition. When you browse this inventory here, you'll notice immediately these are cars that are in incredibly good shape, like this 2000 Toyota 4Runner. That car is 17 years old, has less than 100,000 miles on it, though, and it's in immaculate condition. The body looks great. The vehicle history is good. The interior is clean and pristine. So if you need if you want your new driver and something with a little more substance to it, there you go. Toyota 4Runner with only 96,000 miles, and it's only $7,800. And the Jack Ingram Tip Tames can put you in that vehicle for as low as $81 a month. So shop here, because most importantly, under the hood are engines that have been vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics, because they're not interested in selling somebody else's troubles. If there's any sign of that, those cars go off to auction and not on the floor. They've got to earn their way in. Browse at JackIngramSignatureUsedCars.com or stop by and see Tip. He's everything you've heard him to be. It's a great group over there at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. News of the Weird coming up. It's 8:16.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful on those wet roads out there this morning.
Everything's gone well so far here around the capital city. No problems. Did have a couple of things over in Prattville. They're getting cleared up now. Interstate system's all good right now. Don't see anything on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. Taylor and Vaughn look like they're doing okay, and the 31s are all cleared. If your older Toyota's driving like it has the flu, you can get 15% off a diagnostic test at Reinhardt Toyota during the month of January. Reinhardt Toyota now open Sundays after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Alabama hospitals being overwhelmed with flu cases. Baptist here in Montgomery says they've reached maximum capacity. If you have the flu, hospitals are asking you to go to a clinic, not the ER at this time. The 28 flu season expected to be one of the worst on record. Flu cases have been reported in 46 states, and there are some shortages of some flu medications due to demand. Mayor Todd Strange has a call to action for the community. He wants you to get involved and encourages new faces to run for the five spots on the county school board. The mayor also announced the launch of EducateMGM.com, a website that will educate the public on the upcoming election. Fingers crossed. And Montgomery police have charged Claude Keith Foster, age 27, with rape. The charges are in connection with an incident from last November. He's accused of raping a female acquaintance. He was also wanted on domestic violence charges. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
New year, new start, new friends. Start your friendship circle at Metro Fitness today. We love working out with our friends. It's the accountability, the fun, the social interaction, and we challenge each other. We reward you at Metro Fitness by working out with your friends. For every friend you sign up, you both get $10 off your monthly dues. Come find out more about why Metro Fitness is the number one health club in Montgomery. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
My back pain is chronic. I need a colonic. Where some of my neighbors are covered in drool. TV to watch. I smell like butterscotch. And I gotta take something to soften my stew. Waiting to pass away in Margaritaville. Searching for that lost TV remote. People claim they like a good bingo game, but not me. Man, I hate getting old.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news. News of the weird.
I am your news of the weird correspondent, Greg Waddell. We're going to bypass all the whole news. And
I think we've given enough attention to that today.
I'm already fatigued, okay?
Oh,
I really
no.
am. I'm just already over it already. Just enough. As you can see, after 45 years, I'm a well-organized. That's the key to being great on the air.
Are you having to go through that many pages to get out of the S-hole things?
You're a fine-tuned machine, you are.
All right, let me move right along here. Here's a study. I love these studies that says too many chores could literally kill women, but not men. I think this is bullcrap, personally. Why do women outlive men if they do more chores than we do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Said domestic goddess Amy Hayes.
Yeah. My friend Lindsay crashed at my house last night. She's got some honor band thing. She's got a host in Tallapoosa County or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear...
You hear the heavy breathing?
Yeah, I hear Bailey.
And after all these years, I can still make one woman breathe heavily.
You know, we talked about refrigerators and stuff. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? It was part of the conundrum.
Cleaning out refrigerators.
Yeah, and like, so we get back to my apartment after karaoke. Mm-hmm. And I go upstairs, I'm getting ready for bed, and I hear Lindsay holler from downstairs. She's like, how am I supposed to take my medicine? I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I just opened up your fridge, and it's an old pizza box and some salsa. And a stick of butter. And I said, yeah, dude. It's just like, there's a cup and a faucet. Get some
and
water.
And roll tide, right?
Right? I mean...
This study says women that did more than 3 hours of chores a day were up to 25% more likely to have their health compromised.
Really?
But the fact is, last life expectancy numbers say men can expect maybe 74 and a half.
Yeah.
Women, 80.
God.
That just seems so wrong.
Well, we also don't do stupid things. Like, y'all are the first to do something stupid.
What?
Yeah, like adventurous things that you would file under as adventurous, like jump off the roof with an umbrella.
The here hold my beer stuff.
Yeah.
Like that guy we watched skid down the driveway.
That was funny.
I got to get that video. Yeah. That's just crazy.
It's gone viral this morning.
The average woman in the study did 3 hours and 40 minutes of chores a day.
I maybe sleep that much. Like
then there's women, we don't want to name any names, who do 3 minutes and 40 seconds of chores every day.
Yay! I skipped the litter box.
There you go.
That takes some time.
Well, what
that
else is counts. There to do? You're never home.
That counts.
I can't make people understand that. Like, Lindsay was just aghast that I didn't have groceries. I was like, I've got some things.
Stick of
I'm
butter.
Not here. I'm never there.
Here, fry this stick of butter.
I pay $600 a month for a cat condo.
I should give her my book of butterstick recipes.
Yes.
I'm not going to cook anything. I can cook, though. Let the record show.
Wait, now, didn't we give her... For her birthday last year, all that copper crapola?
Y'all gave me the red copper square dance pan.
Yeah.
I cook in that. I make grilled cheeses in that.
Did you make that new thing?
I haven't used the Flip Witch yet.
Okay.
Rich got me a Flip Witch for Christmas. I wasn't supposed to say anything.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
You notice I haven't brought it up. I've not said a word because you told me not to say anything.
I don't have a Flip Witch.
But he got me a red copper Flip Witch.
Flip Witch. You black hole.
Oh my goodness.
That's
it's
right.
It's so fun when I
can
to say.
I can get my own. I'll just dial 1-800 hole and
you got
order
the,
it.
You got the bigger version of cookware.
Yes, I did.
Have you seen?
And that's another thing I don't understand. He gets me this wonderful thing that I was saying, you know, if I had one of these, I could do some great breakfast stuff in the kitchen here. So he gets it for me and then says, I don't want any breakfast anymore. Let me get back to eating my hockey puck-sized ham sandwich.
Not forever, never, never, ever.
Did you see the new red copper thing? It's the bake thing. It's perfect because I'm just one person. At home by myself, living my single life with my two cats.
It's a big thing?
But it's like, it's...
Square? The square thing?
It's not square. It's more like, I don't know.
Next thing you know, you'll be able to go to a...
Like diamond shaped. Anyway, like you can cook chicken in it. Like, just do, like, one breast of chicken. You can... It's, like, it's an individual thing. It's the five-minute chef, I think it is. The red copper five. I got to Google it. Mm. Oh, my God. Anyway, when was my birthday?
The next thing you know, you'll be able to go into a gas station bathroom and get a red copper condom for 25 cents.
Why would you even say that?
I thought it might be funny. I thought it was funny.
Hey, there's a few of those left, right? Every once in a while, you still go into a bathroom.
Yes, stop at the pilot station on 231 in Ozark. Yeah. That's my first stop on every trip to Florida.
Right.
And it's a really nice convenience. You know, they got everything you could possibly need for traveling.
Yes, where are your prophylactics?
It's clean. They got lots of...
Did I tell you all the story about prophylactics?
But the gas station has...
Yeah. And one of those machines. Yeah. They all used to have them.
So that's was the... It was a joke.
My friend Katie did not know what prophylactic meant.
Really?
Yeah, and she was like, I don't understand.
She's probably not religious.
anyway, it's the red copper five-minute chef.
Oh, am I supposed to be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Red copper five-minute chef.
Ooh, and it comes with a little dump cake lady's recipe book.
Dump cake lady?
Yeah, because you know she hawks those things. Why am I not in infomercials? Oh, my God.
Why not? Because you could do this.
You love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make. Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time.
Yeah, you could do that.
I totally could.
Say it. Dump and bake.
Dump and bake.
I'm ready to go right now. So try the first line here. Let's have you do the first line.
You love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make.
I need a cue card.
Yeah, that is kind of a long
one. It's good. But no, man, that the new wave of him, Flex Seal. Almost wish that I had like a fixer upper house or something so I would have an excuse to use Flex Seal. But I don't.
Flex Seal. I thought I saw one of those in a zoo.
making a joke about a seal.
Yeah.
Fing. Hey, what do you want to do now?
I haven't even finished this chore story yet. We got off on all these damn tangents.
I don't know how to act when I'm able to stay for the whole show.
This story made me feel self-conscious today.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Self-conscious, that's when you really get focused on who you are, but that's not important.
That's your gift for the day.
Yeah. Researchers found that people hate humble braggers. That they react more negatively to humble brags than we do to people who just skip the charade and shamelessly self-promote. So it says here, the next time you want to post, I'm so sick of having to show my ID when I buy liquor. I'm 32. Just right. I look young.
I got you. I see what you're saying.
Okay. I think today is also the 45th anniversary of the last time I was carded. Because I always look so much older and more mature.
You seen that picture of him in the...
In Boom?
In Boom?
Yes.
That's just a boy.
Just a wee child.
Now is not the time to be doing this, but a post-holiday study says 16% of us are now freaking out over how much money we spent during the holidays. Mm. Why is that news? That happens every year. People get caught up and they get last-minute ideas. What the hell, I may as well spend it. Life is short. You have all these thoughts. You want to have that magic moment at Christmas, so you spend it.
Then you get that credit card bill in January.
You say, what the hell was I thinking? All right, now this is real news here, so don't make any faces.
Okay.
A group of scientists in Australia have completed the first successful test of a new invention. It's an electronic pill that you swallow to monitor the flatulence in your stomach.
Shut up.
It lets you watch the flatulence form in real time on your cell phone.
It's a fart cam.
Basically, it has practical applications like seeing what foods give you gas, or a sort of a preemptive warning on when a big noxious emission may be coming. So you can roll the windows of the car down before you poison your passengers. These pills are ready to be on the market within a year or two.
I could just see Mom opening at Christmas and saying, "Oh, thanks."
It's a fart cam.
I know you didn't have one.
Fart cam.
Now, here's somebody. Do we have anybody in the house who has experience with drinking?
Yay! can't even look at me when you say it.
Six most common... Don't I have a couple of drops in here about you and partying?
I do enjoy fellowship.
I like to party.
There you go. Okay, so these are the six most common drunk things people do at bars.
Okay.
Karaoke. Did it last night. Butchered the Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, God, that song and I have such a personal connection. All right, passing out was number six.
I've never passed out at a bar.
Me neither.
I never passed out at a bar, but I did fall face first into my mashed potatoes at a restaurant.
Oh, I remember that story. Yeah, I do.
I was just tired.
I've seen people that have passed out at bars.
Number five.
Getting into a physical fight.
What?
I think the fart detector went off.
The fart cam went off.
Yeah.
I'm not a combative person, so even when drinking, I don't fight.
Why do people have to do that? What's the fun in getting, you know, your teeth broken or arrested?
Number four.
Heaving somewhere in the bar.
Let's see. I don't think I've ever done
yeah,
that.
I have.
Number three.
Parking lot, maybe?
No. It was a trash can in the back corner.
Oh, okay.
At a birthday party of mine.
Drunken arguments.
Oh, well, you know, we were all young ones.
Yeah.
Number two.
Someone falling over because they were so drunk.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen.
I've seen it happen more with women than
off
men.
The chair? Off the stool?
Yeah, I've seen that happen multiple times.
I did that.
And number one.
Okay. Spilling or breaking a glass.
I'm surprised that inappropriate drunk text messages were not on that list.
Drunk texting.
Yeah.
Drunk texting.
DT.
Because
the most
guilty,
embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in a bar or restaurant involving alcohol. It's another Shelley Sko story.
Shelley.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm making good money, so I can take her out to a nice place. In fact, I took Mrs. Ritterbuttle there. This is the weird part. This is 1984, okay? Roz and I go down there 30 years later. The same guy is still running the valet parking.
Right?
He's seen me come and go there. I said, I married this one, Jimmy. Great guy. So we go to this place, and would you like some champagne? Really? Sure. Bring me a bottle of Moët & Chandon, which was the most expensive champagne they had. It was like $24 a bottle, which at that time was, you know. So we come out, and man, mostly with my help, we blew through the first bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to get giddy and silly and bring us another one. You're going to order two bottles of that stuff? Yes.
Did you know how much it cost?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drunk and
no, the
generous.
Money wasn't the issue. What happened was they bring it out in that thing with the ice.
Yeah.
And the legs on that thing are not spread very far apart.
Oh, okay.
So I went to get the bottle and I hit the top of the thing with my hand and it fell over. And it made the loudest crash I've ever... It sounded like a car drove through the side of the restaurant.
Oh, no.
I mean, the restaurant was busy with a lot of ambient noise and stuff, and it went silent. And you could... Every eye in the place is looking at me with my chin down.
Bless your heart.
And then on top of that, there's a lot of ice that fits in that thing.
Sure.
Plus, the bottle is spinning around on the ground, spewing champagne.
So this like is a spectacle going
on. Yeah. Not just the noise, but the bottle spinning around, spraying people with champagne. And then there was enough ice. If the Titanic had come sailing through the restaurant, it would have sunk again. It was really humiliating.
It's just terrible that all that champagne was wasted, right? That's an alcohol abuse.
I had to pay for the...
Well, that was a great story. It was. I was thinking about in college we would buy André and Lijon.
Of course,
that's
André.
The low
no.
end.
Yeah,
the low
no.
End.
I was an André drinker before I could afford the good stuff to spill the good stuff. But yeah, that was just. I mean, you ever have that moment where you know everybody in a place is staring at you?
And nothing to be proud of.
Thank goodness we've outgrown those days, huh?
Bless it.
It is 8:36. We have all been, my entire family now, everybody here in the studio. Yes. Some are going back for a second or a third visit to see our friend Donnie Turner.
Oh, you know, I'm doing that today with Betty.
Are you?
Well, yeah. I've got to do the first half with my insurance, and then I got to go by and see Donnie and talk to him about getting her straightened out.
Rich and I found out we have the same insurance company, and when I told they said, now, we have a list of approved places.
Yeah.
I said, Montgomery Paint Body. Oh, Swell, yeah, they're part of our,
Just drop it off.
I'm glad that y'all's are like that. Mine's like, okay, you have the, she was like, you can pick whoever you want to fix your car. And I was like, cool, thanks. She said, however, you have to keep that appointment to go to
inspection.
Our guy for the inspection. Mm-hmm. And she said, whatever you want to do after that, totally fine, but you've got to go there. And I'm kind of bummed about it because it makes my day longer. I've had to take off work to do it.
Yeah.
When I know I trust Donnie, you could just go there and be done with it.
Well, that's the reputation they have, and that speaks volumes that they're known for their integrity, their honesty, their thoroughness in evaluating the damage on a car and then fixing it to look as good as new, maybe better.
Because they're straight shooters.
They are. And they know, too, that you've been through a lot of grief following a wreck. There's police reports. There's, you got to talk to your insurance adjuster like you're doing and so forth. So after all of that, after that whole trail of grief is over, when you go to pick up your car and you see it look as good as it does,
wow!
It takes some of the sting out of the inconvenience that the accident caused. So Montgomery Paint and Body, our friends, the Turners, Donnie and son Brandon, will take great care of you. They're at the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, and the number is 27 Wreck with AW.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
That line of showers that we've been tracking that we said was, last time I talked to you, it was over downtown. It is now Wetumpka to Blue Ridge to East Montgomery. It's over my house right now. In fact, my rain gauge at the house is clicking, and it is raining heavily. So that's the front itself, folks. And once that front passes your location, the wind shifts around to the northwest, and things start to get colder. And matter of fact, the front reaches the Georgia line by about noon. So temperatures, which started in the 60s while you were sleeping, and now in the 50s, will fall to the 40s later today, and 30s by sundown tonight. It'll turn windy, then much colder tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, overnight low 28, wind chill in the morning in the teens. Tomorrow, breezy, cold, mostly sunny, high 43. Low tomorrow night will be around 22 by dawn on Sunday morning, just frigid. Then on Sunday, the high temperature may be up to about 40 and then down to 25 on Sunday night. MLK Day, Monday, sunshine, a little recovery, high around 50 before another Arctic front arrives on Tuesday. And that one could find just enough moisture for maybe a snow flurry or two. It's possible. Not a big deal. Don't get the milk and bread today. Wednesday will be the coldest day of the season so far. Lows in the teens. High temperature up to about 34. Wind chill in the morning, single digits. Right now, cloudy skies. Showers have passed downtown Montgomery. That's over on the east side now. And it's also raining in Pike Road. Our temperature is 57 degrees at 840. And by the way, I want to talk to you about the law offices of Troy King. Now, hopefully these showers are not causing any accident problems out there. If you have been in, let's say you got an issue, there's been an accident, a problem, wasn't your fault, distracted driving, maybe texting and driving, maybe something with a big rig, you need to call the law offices of Troy King. Troy served as our Attorney General for the state of Alabama for 7 years, and he always thought his job was to protect the people of Alabama, and now he's doing that as a practicing attorney. He is still protecting you. So, you know, every time you see those billboards or those commercials with out-of-town attorneys with a local phone number, remember, you're not going to be dealing with that guy. He's going to farm that out, all right? And you're not going to be talking to him, but you're always going to hear back from Troy. And make sure that you give him a chance to level the playing field for you, because he'll do it. He's a stand-up guy. Pick up the phone. Call the guy who's still protecting you, the law offices of Troy King, at 215-44-44.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, it's the last of that, I guess the last Living Fear Doppler here, that last band is starting to move off to the east.
Yep.
Let's see what it's left in its wake on the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Wet conditions outside. More rain in the area now. Be very careful out there. Prattville, the hot spot for traffic activity this morning. Another accident. Highway 31 and Highway 82. No injuries mentioned there. Just a fender bender, but causing some traffic backup and some problems there. Everything around the house here looks really good. Don't see anything on the interstate systems as you come through town. Nothing on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. Maybe a little bit of rush hour congestion this morning, but it's not as bad as a regular weekday. Get your new career started now at Trenum State, the college for real careers. Complete the admissions and financial aid process to register for mini-term B classes, which begin on March 7th. Call 420-4200 today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, how's the new year looking?
Oh, the new year's great. I'm so glad to be in 2018. Everything here at Eastbrook is wonderful.
This is a great time of year to drop by Eastbrook Flea Market and find all the treasures.
When you come in, we've got the rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some people get Monday off, some people don't. Bank tellers get off, cops don't. Teachers get a three-day weekend, no mail delivery too. If you work at Starbucks, you're totally screwed. Some people get Monday off, some people don't. You might get an extra day off, but maybe you won't. Because some people get Monday off, some people don't.
We'll be here.
Yeah, we will.
On Monday. Let's see.
We get Flag Day off, though, this year.
And we should, because we love our flags.
Right.
Before we do our Morning Maroon nominees, one of the stories that broke yesterday, of course, left goes nuts when somebody does this, and it's all good news always has to be accompanied by bad news, because Walmart workers are getting a minimum raise to $11 an hour, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
If that's where people can get a job and that's what they want to do and they're ready to work, fine. But I guess they closed 63 Sam's Clubs.
Yeah.
Ours?
I don't know about ours, but 63 out of several hundred. I don't know how many they have, yeah.
I mean, that's not all that shocking, given that...
I bet Costco is...
Sears is closing more places.
I bet Costco is eating into Sam's businesses.
I have to believe that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because when you go to Costco like this, a mom took her kids to a Costco in Hawaii. I didn't even know they had a Costco in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They got all stoked up because they found a checker who looked just like Maui from Moana. What? And the guy apparently likes to play along with this theme for the kids.
Who is that over there?
That's Maui.
Only you guys gonna do it too.
Maui.
Come on this side.
You gotta go. Ready? Go by Maui.
Go by Maui.
Just don't break your other wrist, please. Thank you.
Ready? On three. One, two, three.
I don't know. Maui from...
I've not seen Moana, but...
Moana.
I missed
like,
those.
It's apparently it's the new, like how Frozen was. It's like the new, like the must-see kids movie. Kids are watching it over and over and over and over and over and over.
I didn't know that.
I went through the Disney movies from like 1990 to 1992 or so. All of those.
Right.
Watched those 100 times each, but... and then they move on.
So that's it. Okay.
But I kind of missed that, you know?
I still... I'm waiting for my copy of Sleeping Beauty. Because, you know, Disney does that. They put everything
they put
in the vault.
Right.
Oh, and so yeah. When I was a kid, I always wanted a copy of Sleeping Beauty, and it was never out of the vault.
All right. Cross off red copper thing and Sleeping Beauty. Got it.
And while we're talking about stuff I always wanted as a kid and didn't get, Teddy Ruxpin.
Well,
get a Teddy Ruxpin. Did y'all see the picture? You probably didn't because Greg never looks at my Facebook. But my aunt posted a picture. My aunt Dana. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
It's just sinus drainage. Nothing to be alarmed about. Go ahead. You were saying.
Oh, my aunt posted this picture of me when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. When I was six, with one of my first microphones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had one of those play mics too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I had a little speaker too. Yeah. It wasn't the Fisher Price thing.
Right.
This because that's what I got when I was three. Yeah. But this one was like had a mic stand and everything, and then the red fuzzy mic cover.
Yeah, I was a broadcaster from age five on. Yeah, I swear.
And I had that Dorothy Hamill haircut. I just looked wretched.
Well, at this time of the morning at 8:40, we're gonna wait till the Jay gets back to do grand prize, right?
Okay.
Could we do it?
I've got his list and I've put mine together.
But are they numbered in sequence? Do you mean
it's his?
We'll just wait for Jay to get back.
Yeah, do it on Monday morning. We'll do it. Do it live on Monday.
Yeah, let's just wait.
Do it live.
We'll just wait for Jay to get back. Yeah. Lord.
All right, that's what we'll do. Now, former Secretary of State Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And again, we're going to exercise the poll option and ignore that. I'm sure he feels very badly about it. Nominee number one, 29-year-old guy from New Brunswick, Canada, eh? Mm-hmm. He was caught by police. He was hunted down by police dogs.
Okay.
And it was such an easy crime to solve because he stole a giant package of steaks.
Oh, see the dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a grocery store, and he was stuffing the steaks into his jacket, down his pants, everywhere he could put meat. He did. So what does a dog, you know, have a natural scent for? So they found him quickly.
You smell like a porterhouse.
He is arrested and is facing grand theft charges.
You're awfully musical over there, Rich.
It's a reminder for Bailey Bath at 9:20. I drop her off.
Oh, Bailey.
Yeah, it's bath day for Bailey.
Our second nominee is from Ontario, Canada, a 25-year-old guy. He was driving while intoxicated last week, crashed into a house, but before the police arrived, the light bulb went off over his head, and he says, I know how I'm going to get out of this. So he stabbed himself. The logic being, I'll tell the police that somebody tried to carjack me and stab me in the leg, and that's why I was driving so erratically. You know, police, they're not stupid. They figured out right away.
Yeah.
Like a self-inflicted wound.
That's never going to occur to me. Let me stab myself.
And that he was drunk, so he was taken to the hospital, handcuffed to a bed, and charged with DUI.
Okay.
Our final nominee is an American, Connecticut to be specific.
Okay.
You might say this lady probably didn't have a great relationship with her mother. A woman named Audra Johnson from Southington, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
passed away last week. Her 30-year-old daughter didn't attend the funeral. The reason she wasn't at the funeral is she was busy breaking into her mother's house, stealing her safe that contained $90,000 worth of valuables. When Audra's, the woman who passed away, when her fiance got home after the funeral, he found somebody broken in the house, called police. They quickly figured out that the daughter had broken in since she wasn't at
the funeral.
And they found her and her boyfriend, Dyron Conyers, staying at a motel, both arrested on grand theft charges.
Were they doing meth? I just feel like they would be doing meth.
Well, what they were doing, I didn't even know if they were mething around. They were just at a motel. That's all it says.
No, first of all, the guys, the two Canadians were stupid. I mean, the guy who stabbed his leg, he was drunk. And the other guy with the stakes, I got to give it to the Connecticut woman. What do you think?
I fully agree. What a freaking bonehead.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can just see that her and this genius boyfriend concocting this big scream. Hey, we'll skip my... Nobody's going to notice that
I'm not at the...
The daughter's not going to be at the mother's funeral.
She had to have been high. Had to have been.
Whatever she is.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Here's our advice.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, so.
There you go.
Dean Wormer.
Yeah, nobody like him. It is 8:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I've already been given a gift in honor of my 45th anniversary. News and Views is giving me the last 45 seconds of my show off today.
Is that right?
A bonus 45 seconds enjoy my day.
Aww.
I'm courtesy of Barron. He doesn't know that yet, but... Yeah.
He stole our stapler.
Hey, that's not just any stapler. We named that after a hero in this state.
Kenny Stapler.
Ken Stapler.
He tries to give it away as a prize on News and Views. I like that, Ken Stapler. Your jokes have been on point today.
Yeah, they have.
You've just had a really excellent broadcast day.
I make my own, too.
Oh.
Some guys come in they send out these joke lists. I couldn't do that.
Are you sharing your cake with your family or your coworkers? Or both, or what are you going to do? It's your cake.
A limited number of coworkers.
I see.
I had a bite. I couldn't finish it, but I had a bite.
Very rich.
Why? What? What? What?
Did you hear the first thing she said, Rich?
Why? I had some, and it was tasty. However, I'm not a cake person. I'm sorry.
It's so good. Red velvet and with cream cheese frosting.
I got off my diet.
It is good.
Really, you picked up my favorite. Thank you.
Great.
I'm very grateful. I'm so lucky. And I meant what I said on Facebook today, because I posted a picture of the cake. And the most important part of this is, I don't care how many years, I know a lot of people have been in the business about as long as I have.
You're having...
Who are right now among the most miserable people I know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the business overall has gone in the wrong direction for a long, long time. Thank you, Bill Clinton. I blame you mostly.
It says you're having more fun now than ever?
Yes.
Oh.
I love that.
With lucky, the best crew ever.
With a hashtag lucky guy.
That's me. That's me.
We're the lucky ones.
No, I'm the lucky one. I hope by Monday I'll be... I've gotten rid of this sinus thing, too.
Started your 46th year.
I just want to point out that I'm still the picture of health. Sup.
You are.
Sup, y'all.
You are. But I didn't miss any days. I just sat here and complained.
I know.
That's how I dealt with it. 8:55, if you've got a car that is not performing or you haven't had it checked for a while, like if you... It's been 15,000 miles since you've had the oil. You might want to get it to Don Duncan. Take it to one of the two locations. Now, if convenience is the problem, bring it to either location downtown at 408 Madison or 2700 Bell Road, and they'll take you to where you need to go, back home, to work, wherever. When your car's ready, if you need an accommodation to get back to your car, they'll arrange that for you, too. It's called customer service above and beyond your highest expectations. And at Don Duncan, you've got certified master technicians who do the best in diagnostics, who provide prompt, friendly service, and, by the way, always, always really great prices on tires. It's rare there's a time where they don't have an overstock. They carry all the great brands, but they usually have a really special deal. on one of the popular name brands because they are oversupplied. So ask about that if you're ready for two or four new tires, or just get them rotated and have them do that rolling inspection. It's fun to watch because it's amazed what they see that you don't, that they pull out of those tires, then they plug those holes and you're good to go. For the best in customer service, visit Don Duncan. Downtown at 408 Madison or 2700 Bell Road, just north of 1.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's January 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of January, 1969, Broadway Joe Namath delivered on his promise that the New York Jets would win Super Bowl III, leading the team to victory over the Baltimore Colts, making this the last time the words Jets and Super Bowl would be used in the same sentence. Have a great January 12th, the greatest day ever.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says on Twitter an immigration deal he turned down was a big step backwards, and he seems to deny using the word S-hole to describe some other countries, saying that was not the language used.
A spokesperson at the UN's Human Rights Office, Rupert Colville, saying you can't dismiss entire countries and continents.
This isn't just